Letters to Milena, a profound correspondence of longing. Chapter 1. What's Letters to Milena? Letters to Milena is a collection of personal correspondence written by the Czech writer Franz Kafka to Milena Jesenská, a journalist and translator with whom he had a romantic and intellectual relationship. The letters were written primarily between 1919 and 1920 and reveal Kafka's complex emotions, insecurities, and his thoughts on existence and art. Milena was particularly significant to Kafka because she provided him with emotional support and encouraged him in his writing. The letters reflect his struggles with his identity, the nature of love, and his feelings of isolation and anxiety, common themes in Kafka's work. The book is not only a testament to Kafka's affection for Milena, but also offers insight into his philosophical thoughts and literary aspirations. It has been praised for its lyrical quality and depth of feeling, illuminating Kafka's tortured psyche as well as his profound literary genius. Chapter 2. The Background of Letters to Milena. Letters to Milena, Background and Context. Letters to Milena is a collection of correspondence between Franz Kafka and Milena Jesenská, a young Czech journalist and translator, during the years 1919 to 1920. This period was significant both for Kafka and the broader context of European society, particularly in the aftermath of World War I. Historical context. 1. Post-World War I Europe. After the Great War, Europe was undergoing significant social, political, and economic upheaval. The war led to the collapse of empires such as the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which included much of Central Europe where Kafka lived. The aftermath brought about changes in national boundaries and a questioning of traditional values and beliefs. There was a growing sense of disillusionment and existential crisis as people grappled with the horrors of the war and the instability surrounding their futures. 2. Cultural movements. This period also saw the rise of modernism in literature and arts, characterized by a break from traditional forms and a deeper exploration of the inner self, alienation, and the absurdity of human existence. Kafka's writings are often aligned with modernist themes. Kafka was surrounded by a vibrant intellectual scene in Prague, involving writers, artists, and thinkers that influenced his work, including influences from existentialism and Jewish mysticism. 3. Jewish identity. Kafka was born into a Jewish family in a German-speaking environment. The complexities of his Jewish identity and the socio-political tensions faced by Jews in Europe can be seen in his writings and his relationship with Milena, who was also part of that cultural and ethnic landscape. Author's intentions and personal context. 1. Relationship with Milena. Kafka and Milena developed a deep emotional bond characterized by intellectual respect and romantic longing. Their letters reflect Kafka's vulnerabilities, his struggles with his writing, and his complex feelings about love and existence. Kafka sought solace and connection with Milena, providing an outlet for his thoughts on loneliness, anxiety, and creativity. Milena played a pivotal role in encouraging Kafka to publish his work, and their correspondence reveals his thoughts on personal and artistic matters, showcasing his reliance on her for emotional support. 2. Exploration of themes. The letters delve into Kafka's existential themes, alienation, identity crisis, and the anguish of modern life. Through his writing to Milena, he reflected on his internal struggles as a writer and as an individual, along with the limitations of language and communication. Kafka often expressed doubts about his worth as an author and the consequences of fame and recognition, exhibiting a tension between his desire for artistic expression and an overwhelming fear of inadequacy. 3. Impact on his work. These letters not only provide insight into Kafka's personal life, but also echo themes found in his literary works, such as The Metamorphosis and The Trial. They illuminate Kafka's psyche and help contextualize the form and content of his fiction. Conclusion. Letters to Milena stands as a poignant testament to Kafka's inner life and the period's social fabric. The correspondence not only highlights his personal struggles and feels of isolation, but also reflects broader existential questions that were prevalent in the post-war society, making it a crucial piece for understanding both the author and his era. Chapter 3. Quotes of Letters to Milena. Letters to Milena quotes as follows. Here are some notable quotes from Letters to Milena, by Franz Kafka. 1. I would like to say that I love you very much, not because I am alone and because you are the closest to me, but rather because you are uniquely you. This quote reflects Kafka's deep emotional connection and appreciation towards Milena. 2. I am not sure whether I am still able to love at all, because I am so full of doubt and fear, but what I do feel is that you are a part of my life. Kafka expresses his struggles with love and insecurity, highlighting the complexity of his feelings. 3. Every letter I write to you is a letter to myself, searching for the depths of my own soul. This quote illustrates how his communication with Milena serves as an introspective tool for self-discovery. 4. You seem so astonishingly lacking in happiness, yet you call me a seeker of happiness. Perhaps we understand happiness differently. Here, Kafka contemplates the concept of happiness and how it relates to their lives. 5. I wish I could put you in my pocket and carry you everywhere with me, though it would be a cumbersome and uncomfortable burden. A poignant metaphor expressing the desire to keep Milena close despite the challenges this intimacy may bring. 6. In the darkness of the night, your letters shine like the moon. They guide me through my loneliness. Kafka beautifully compares Milena's letters to moonlight, illuminating his solitude. 7. It's not you I am writing to, rather it's the fear of losing you that grips me and compels these words. This quote reveals Kafka's anxiety about their relationship and the driving force behind his written correspondence. 8. Sometimes I think we are two separate worlds colliding, each one spinning into its own abyss. An evocative description of how he perceives their relationship as both intense and potentially destructive. 9. I long for your love, yet I fear the vulnerability that comes with it. What a cruel paradox love is. A reflection on the dual nature of love that encapsulates joy and fear simultaneously. 10. To write to you is my way of keeping you alive in my heart, a sacred act that binds us together across distance. Here, Kafka emphasizes the importance of their correspondence as a means to maintain their bond despite physical separation. These quotes underscore Kafka's deep emotional struggles and the intense bond he shares with Milena, expressing a blend of passion, longing, and existential contemplation. Read Letters to Milena summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/letters-to-milena. By Letters to Milena at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=letters+to+milena. By Letters to Milena at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=n. Search Letters to Milena at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=letters-to-milena-and-offset=1.